previously on Rogue Life.
This is insane. An army of Ricks and an army of Laurens facing off, frozen in time. I think that something must be happening here that's a lot deeper than we realize. Okay. There's the orb. Valhalla. Oh my gosh. That's the real Lauren holding it. Clutching it tightly. That is actually her. Okay. Come on, Benny. Come on. That's why you're here. To save her and everyone else that is still stuck. Okay. You can do this, Benny. Let's hope this works.
Okay. Hey, Valhalla! Thanks for letting me back in. I promise I'll try to keep things tidy. Pack in, pack out, whatnot. Okay, Benny. You should be used to this by now. Just catch your bearings, figure out where you are. This is one long hallway, nondescript. Hundreds of doors. Let's just choose a random one and go in. How about this one?
And we're back. Our contestants are set and have had some quality time during that break to get to know each other.
Definitely have some interesting dynamics here. I'll just say that you should all be ready for some action.
Action? As in go? Should we just fire the gun?
Wow, that's the weirdest case of deja vu.
John, who's this guy up here in the booth with us?
No idea there, Jim, but maybe we should keep an eye open on the match. These folks are expecting violence, mayhem, and witty commentary. Not necessarily in that order.
Oh, hey there. I'm Benny. Benny Bowers. I think that you called me Aldo Way back when I was, you know, in this.
Ah, not a chance there, buddy. Aldo is right down there about to get started in his race.
Whoa. Okay. This is a little trippy.
Now, who are you again?
Oh, yeah. Benny Bowers from the federal, state, gaming and death division.
Whoa,
yeah, that works.
Wait, you're from the FSGDD? Sorry. I must have missed a memo that you'd be stopping by.
Ugh, and it looks like that is the end of Fistus as Flexor has ripped him apart with his bare hands.
Oh, yeah. I remember that vividly. So, what about Berta Bridge? How is she doing?
She's in top shape, sir. She's my personal favorite. Just watch. She's about to do some spinning plates of fury. It's like she's done this before. Almost a supernatural sense of rhythm there. And folks, I would like you to just look at Berta Bridge flying right through the blades like there was nothing at.
Directly into the mouth of that crocodile waiting on the other side. Tough break there, Berta.
You know what they say, Jim? Never smile at a crocodile.
I flipped one off once, and that was very satisfying.
Is that what happened to your right hand, Jim?
As a matter of fact, it is, John. Still worth it. And we're back. Our contestants are set and have had some quality time during that break to get to know each other.
Definitely have some interesting dynamics here. I'll just say that you should all be ready for some action.
Action? As in go? Should we just fire the gun? John, who's this guy up here in the booth with us?
No idea there, Jim. But maybe we should keep an eye open on the match. These folks are expecting violence, mayhem, and witty commentary. Not necessarily in that order.
Betty Bowers, FSGDD? I'm here for a surprise inspection.
Yep. All good. As you were.
Okay, that was weird. Even for Valhalla, weird.
Let's try a different door. Won't open.
Password.
Errol Flynn, right?
You may enter.
Okay. I'm in gangster attire this time. Should be able to get over to Lauren's table. Maybe join her game? Maybe she just needs a win.
Hey, you, new guy. The boss wants you to help keep Francis entertained, would you? I think there's a private eye that might be on his way.
Hey, new guy. I'm the brain to this outfit, so you just follow my lead and the boss will love you.
Yeah, I was just hoping to maybe get in on that poker game that the girl we snatched was in. See?
Yeah, okay. I likes the pretty lady. The cards are fun. They have pretty, like, numbers and pretty colors and stuff.
Hey there, see? I'd like to join this here game.
Benny? How the hell did you get here?
Who's Benny? Hey, Dan, do you know a Benny?
Benny? I think that guy might be a cop. Hurry, boys, get rid of him and the dame.
Oh, gosh. I forgot how much dying in here sucks.
Hey, you, new guy. The boss wants you to help keep Francis entertained, would you? I think there's a private eye that might be on his way.
All right. I guess that we're groundhog dang our way through this. Hey, Francis. Let's go see the pretty lady and the pretty cards with all them numbers and whatnot.
Oh, boy. I like the new guy, Dan.
Brother.
Have you ever played one of those video games where every time you die, you start the game over with everything completely changed? Like the enemies, maps, weapons, abilities, everything is different. Well, that's my life. My name is Benjamin Bowers, but you can just call me Benny. Now, I love me some time loop stories, or at least I did until I was stuck in one. Still, if you watch Edge of Tomorrow and don't feel at least a little bit giddy inside, are you even human?
Roguelife Episode 21, Futility.
Hey, Dolly! It's me, a guy that you've never seen before, right? Can us two folks sit down here by ya?
sure. Benny, I don't know how you got here, but don't you dare screw this up for me.
Relax! I'm here to help you win and escape.
Hey, barkeep! Two shots of whiskey for our new guests! Go ahead and take it out of my sure-to-be substantial winnings for the night. Benny, you are already screwing it up. With you here, I have no idea what's going to be in the next hand.
Gasp, shock, and awe! Lauren Larkin, are you cheating at cards? Why, I never! Or wait, I've played Uno with you. Draw four wilds, don't just magically appear.
Shut up, Benj. I've got this under control.
Game is Texas Hold'em. You all know the rules. Let's keep it a clean game, folks.
Hey there! I got those drinks for yous! But I don't think we should give that to Francis. Not for him to drink. Not these. Remember your allergies, Francis?
Yeah. My allergies. It's okay. I got some pills.
No, Francis. Your other allergies. Wink! Wink!
Poisoned whiskey?
Well, might as well find out, right? Down the hatch!
Uh,
Hey guys, you may want to talk to a doctor about them allergies.
Why, hello, miss. Would you mind if my friend and I sit down for a bit?
Why, sure, stranger.
Hey, would you folks like a drink?
No, thanks.
Okay, she's just trying to be helpful. Hey, Francis, could you help me with something?
Sure.
Game is Texas Hold'em. You all know the rules. Let's keep it a clean game, folks.
Is this a bad time to admit that I don't know how to play poker?
Seriously, Benj?
Isn't it just Yahtzee with cards instead of dice?
You are insufferable.
Think they might be able to do Gwent instead?
Hey, folks! We heard that it's a certain someone's special day.
Yeah, the new boss says that it's Pretty Lady's birthday. We should celebrate with a bang.
Quiet, Francis. Anyway, a cake for the pretty lady and the new guy.
Really? Candle is literally just a stick of Acme dynamite.
Ready to try again?
Yeah, sure.
I didn't blow out the candle. Now they don't get a wish.
Quiet, Francis.
No thanks, Dan. We don't need a drink. Oh, and just so you know, we're Jehovah's Witnesses, so we don't celebrate birthdays.
Okay. Mazel tov, or whatever. Look, I gotta talk to the boss. Francis, with me.
See, we just gotta squash all the dangers before they can get to us.
Dadoy, you think? This isn't my first time loop. In fact, going through a bunch right now. Damn, I was so close on that one.
Game is Texas Hold'em. You all know the rules. Let's keep it a clean game, folks.
Hey, is two aces good?
Seriously? I thought you did a few poker nights with my brothers back in the day.
Yeah, we said poker night. But it was Mario Kart. Didn't want you judging us too much.
Shh. Do you hear that sawing sound?
What?
Good shot, Dan. Nice idea with a fallen chandelier.
Quiet, Francis!
Well, it sure is lucky we slid back 6 inches, eh, Dolly?
Yep, pure luck.
Heads up!
Ow! Someone just threw a dart in my neck.
Yeah, I said heads up!
That's all right, it's just a dart.
Oh, sorry to be the one to tell you, but it's a standard procedure to clean darts in this establishment using arsenic.
You've got to be kidding me.
Heads up!
Not this time.
Nice dodge, Lore.
Thanks, I just...
Why are there ice cubes all over the floor?
Ugh. Why, hello, miss. Would you mind if my friend and I sit down for a bit?
Shut up, Benny. Let me try something. Attention, everyone. I have an announcement to make. I am pregnant with the boss's baby.
The boss is sterile. He can't have no babies.
This lady's lying. Ice her.
Worth a shot.
Hey, you, new guy. The boss wants you to help keep Francis entertained, would you? I think there's a private eye that might be on his way.
No. No, I'm not doing this.
Are you getting it yet, Benjamin?
Who are you?
Maybe this might be a better look. Do I seem familiar to you now?
No, but What in the hell are you, really?
My, such language. Lauren really has started to wear off on you again. What would your mother say?
What are you?
I did not lie the first time we met, Benjamin. I am one of the architects of Valhalla. And I must insist that Lauren Larkin stays right where she is.
Do you understand what's going on out there? This place is under attack!
Why do you think I need Miss Larkin? Such a fighting spirit. Keeps going no matter what. The fear drives her further. It protects us. I need to keep her here before Orion tries to take over again.
What are you talking about?
You shall see, Benjamin. You can take a peek behind more of these doors if you like, but you will see that it is all futile.
I don't believe you. Move!
And please tell me, mademoiselle, what do you call this?
It's a fine sponge cake around some delectable pastry cream. I added some banana flavoring as a subtle nod to the original recipe. I call it a Twinkie.
Madame, I have never tried something so delightfully rich, yet airy at the same time. This Twinkie is quite possibly the best dish that has ever been presented at this panel.
Pardon me, governors, but it seems this great Hemlock Combs has found his arch-nemesis Professor Notoriety and is confronting him in a riverboat chase.
But never mind, then. That does not affect our important competition. We have a mail-in entry. It seems to be a crumpet.
No! Go!
You won't find hope in any of these, Benjamin.
Cram it! You knock off Santa Claus with no depth perception? You know, one eye.
All right, RK. As soon as all of the Benevolent Six are all confirmed dead, please go up that hill, safely outside of having me in the blast radius, and blow yourself up. And no, you can't use me as bait to draw them out. That hasn't ever worked yet. And no, don't even think about trying to upload your consciousness into all of our robot army. And no, please do not.
So close on that one, Benjamin. Caught monologuing and the heroes had enough. She was so confident that time, too. There's always confidence. It's always futile. But she keeps trying. That's what makes her so special.
Fine. I get it. So, what do you want me to do?
Leave her alone. Let her struggle and suffer. Let her be the one who saves you.
I can't. She doesn't deserve any of this. She's the person who lifts up everyone around her, helps others to achieve, pushes everyone to be their best. She can't be stuck in here when there is so much good that she can do out there!
Without her, your world is doomed, Benjamin!
How? Will you please just stop with all the freaking cryptic villain monologuing and actually tell me who you are and what is happening? Please!
Of course, Benjamin. Let me tell you a story. A story of what happened to my world, and how I have been fighting to stop it from happening to yours.
Rogue Life is written by Brady Flanagan, directed and edited by Brady Flanagan, assistant directed by Anthony Lovato, original music by Brady Flanagan and Willis Kramer, piano by Jill Flanagan, recorded at Two Rough Edges Studios, starring Allie Arbuckle, Amanda Flanagan, Anthony Lovato, Blake Haywood, Bob Bedore, Brady Flanagan, Brooklyn Kohler, Brooks Bedore, Casey Wayman, Dan Harvey, Jake Herrenberg, Jason Wild, Jim Dixon, John Crowder, Caitlin Johnson, Kevin Buckner, Melinda Yeaman, Melissa Head, Michelle Gardner, Richard Head, Rio Lefevre, Robert Neal, Rusty Bringhurst, Truman Barnes, narrated by Blake Haywood. Art by Blake Haywood. Production manager, Melissa Head. Next time on Rogue Life, Benny finds out the history of Valhalla in episode 23, They've Done It Before.